The Gemara in Shabbos has a machlokas between the Rabbanan and Rabbi Yossi about when the Torah was supposed to be given, on what day. Chachamim say the Torah was always supposed to be given on Shabbos. That was part of the plan. Whereas Rabbi Yossi maintains that the Torah was actually supposed to be given on a Friday, but Moshe added one day to the count of the Shlosh Yimei Hagbalah, and as a result, the Torah was given on Shabbos. What that means then, in effect, is that according to Rabbi Yossi, the prisha that was required for men to separate from their wives, that commandment was given on a Wednesday, and it was v'kidashtem hayom u'machar, and therefore hayom u'machar is Thursday and Friday, is hayom today, I'm sorry, and Thursday. So Friday the Torah would be given, and according to the Rabbanan, prisha was on Thursday, hayom u'machar was on Shabbos. Now, with that understanding, the Gemara itself says that there were three things that Moshe did that HaKadosh Baruch Hu agreed to. And this actually is a support for Rabbi Yossi's opinion. The Gemara says that one of the things that Moshe did was he added on one day. He was Hosif Yom Echad Midaito. But not only that, he also permanently separated from his wife. And finally, v'shibras haluchos, he also broke the luchos. He was not commanded to break the luchos. He did that on his own, and the Kadosh Baruch Hu agreed to it. And when the Gemara discusses the idea of breaking the luchos, the Gemara gives us a rationale, or gives us Moshe's rationale for breaking the luchos. His rationale is as follows. Uma Pesach shu echad mitaryag mitzvos amra Torah v'chol ben nechar lo yochal bo. If with regards to the Korban Pesach, we're told, which is only one out of the 613 mitzvos, someone who's uncircumcised or not Jewish is not allowed to consume, to partake of it. Well, so how much more so? Kol Torah kula, and Yisrael mishumadim. Klal Yisrael were considered mishumad. They were heretics. They were serving the Egel Hazav. Of course, they don't deserve to receive the Torah, and therefore Moshe broke the luchos. That is what the Gemara says. Says the Chasam Sofer, says, why are we coming up with a halachic drasha to rationalize why Moshe thought it was permissible to break the luchos? We have a much better reason that we can give, which would make Moshe look even better, which is what? That Moshe was concerned if he would go down from the Har Sinai with the Luchos and he would give them to Klal Yisrael, then that would have completed the marriage. He was the shliach for the marriage. And now that Klal Yisrael would have the Torah, they would have a halachic status of an Arusa, and now they're holding, and now they're worshipping Avodah Zarah, they would be Chayav Misa. So you know what? They were essentially cheating on a Kadosh Baruch Hu. So now that Moshe broke the luchos, he prevented Klal Yisrael from committing adultery. So if anyone has a taina, is a Kadosh Baruch Hu could complain to Moshe, why did you do that? And Moshe would say, you're right, I did it for the sake of Klal Yisrael. That, perhaps, is a much stronger reason as to why Moshe broke the luchos. Why are we getting into a different halachic discussion about the halachic status of the Jewish people? They were mishumadim. We don't need to do that. Moshe was moser nefesh for Klal Yisrael. That's the answer. Not because he felt that they were considered mishumadim, and therefore they don't deserve the Torah. It's just the opposite. I want them to get the Torah, but I'm so concerned, and therefore, for their sake, I'm not going to give them the Torah. The Chasam Sofer essentially explains that this is the pshat according to the Rabbanan. However, according to Rabbi Yossi, this can't be the pshat. And he says something fascinating. The reason why this can't be the pshat according to Rabbi Yossi is because Rabbi Yossi is of the opinion that Moshe added one day to the Yimei Hagbalah. Who cares what is adding one day do to the halachic discussion of as to why he's shattering the luchos? So says the Chasam Sofer, based on an idea from the Beis Shmuel in Ebenezer, the Beis Shmuel says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wasn't concerned about giving the Torah to a Tful Yom. It was only after 2 days where Moshe, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, was ready to give Klal Yisrael the Torah, but there was a concern to separate. Moshe said, well, no, we have to separate for 3 full days because of a concern of Pleita Shechva Zera or Tomas Keri. We have to give 3 days. We can't wait 2 days. 2 days, two is not enough. But says the Beis Shmuel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't care about a Tful Yom at this point. It was fine. He wasn't worried about that being an issue when it comes to receiving the Torah. But Moshe said no. Moshe said, the Torah is like kachim. If the Torah is like kachim, we have to be concerned for full Pleita Shechva Zera and Tful Yom. We have to wait 3 full days. If that's the case, though, what emerges then, according to the Chasam Sofer, fascinating idea, is that the Torah then has a halachic status of kachim. That being the case, if the Torah has a halachic status of kachim, we know, based on the Gemara in Kiddushin, that kachim is asur behana. You can't get benefit from kachim. If that's the case, then when Moshe came down with the luchos, had he not broken the luchos, it still wouldn't have been chal on Klal Yisrael. It wouldn't have worked. The marriage wouldn't have been effect because Klal Yisrael wouldn't have been able to have received benefit from kachim. I assume the assumption perhaps is that Klal Yisrael would, had they not sinned, would also be on the status of kachim, and they were a kohanim gedolim, and they would be able to have accepted the Torah, which is kodesh. But now it's kachim, it's asur b'hana, so there isn't any issue that even if they didn't break it, it wouldn't be chal. So then the question is, why did he break it? So now we have to come up with a reason as to why he broke it. The rationale is that they weren't deserving because they were mishumadim. And since they were mishumadim, we have to come on to this idea that connected to Pesach, that if on Pesach v'chol ben nechar lo yochal bo, so too when it comes to the Torah, don't deserve it, and therefore the Torah, the luchos, needed to be broken. Then the Chasam Sofer adds on one more point, which fits in really nicely with the famous problem or question of the Magen Avram. If you remember, the Magen Avram points out that the Bnei Yisrael left Mitzrayim on a Thursday, and they received the Torah on a Shabbos. What emerges then is that they received the Torah on day 51. How could that be? You're supposed to count 49 days, and on the 50th day, you get the Torah. Now we're getting it on day 51. How exactly does this work? So the Chasam Sofer tries to put some of the pieces together, and he says as follows. You know, the fact that Moshe added that one day makes a significant difference here and can get us to day 51. But you know how Moshe came to this cheshbon that he needed to add a day to the 2 days of the Hagbalah? He got it from HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. Where exactly did he get this from HaKadosh Baruch Hu? He says, well, keep in mind, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said count 49 days. And the 49 days, what's the significance of it? It's 7 weeks connected to the Sheva Nekiyim of Azava and Azava. Now, hold on a second. We know that Azava and Azava can go to the mikveh in the daytime. They don't have to go to the mikveh at night. And they become tahor before the nighttime. If that's the case, then on day 49, or the end of 49, they become Torah now. So why do they have to wait another day till 50? They're already good, but by the night of 49. Says the Chasam Sofer, by virtue of the fact that they had to wait till day 50, that teaches us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself considered Klal Yisrael like kachim, like mechusar kippurim, that they have to wait an additional day. So says Moshe made the cheshbon. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu already said that they have to wait till day 50, even though they had a status of, it sounded like they had a status of azav and azava, and now they're waiting an additional day, they're like kachim, because they're like mechusar kippurim, well then if that's the case, then when it comes to the shloshes, the Yemei Hagbalah, we have to add on another day because they have to be treated like kachim. And based on that, so it's what started out with 49 days, then brought it to 50, and Moshe added one more day to make it day 51. So it turns out that even though, according to this pshat, which works out according to Rabbi Yossi, even though the Torah should have been given on a Friday, but because, which would have been day 50, but because Moshe added on an additional day to make it day 51, but he based it on HaKadosh Baruch Hu's messaging by commanding Matan Torah to take place on day 50 instead of day 49, that's how we end up getting to day 51, which fits in with the pshat of the Magen Avraham. According to the Rabbanan, we have a whole different calculation, because according to the Rabbanan, they didn't add one day. And if they didn't add one day, we have to understand, well, why did it take place on day 51? If they didn't add any days, that the Chasam Sofer does not address. But at least according to Rabbi Yossi, we have a pshat to explain the question of the Magen Avraham. Have a great day.